Every student of history wonders at some point what historical figures might have said to one another when no one else was around. And recreating such conversations can be tricky for the author of historical fiction. You want to be true to the personalities of the people involved and to the historical record. Jackie Pualani Johnson is a UH Hilo professor of theater and the author of Nawahine Ali'i, A Visit with Emma and Liliuo Kalani, two short plays that will be performed this weekend on Kauai. And she's on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Jackie.
Aloha kakahiaka.
Very intriguing idea you had for this.
And it's reached out to audiences here on the Big Island already and made a difference in our understanding of the humans behind all of the history and the government and the politics.
And that's always a
wonderful opening.
That's a task for the historian, isn't it?
It is very true. We're very fortunate that some of the ali'i actually have a lot of thoughts that were put to the page, especially Liliuo Kalani, because she wrote up her own remembrances and feelings about what was happening to her at the time that Hawaii was in such turmoil. We have a wonderful resource there, but that's not de rigueur for the other monarchs. So writing the script about Queen Emma, for instance, took a matter of finding every source that said anything about her at all and trying to pull the person from those resources.
That's where you can only extrapolate from what you've got, right?
That's very true. Interestingly enough, though, you know, there are sources out there. I mean, everything from information about the different diseases that went through Hawaii, you know, those kinds of facts.
Sure.
Other people remarking about associations with the monarchy, et cetera. And, of course, Liliu's words. But the wonderful thing about the Liliu script that really focuses on her private life is that her descendants now on Oahu were given a chance to look at it and to make commentary about the material that was there. So that was a treasure to have the family say, consider this as a possibility.
I assume that was extremely helpful.
Oh, my goodness. And it's kind of controversial, too, because usually when you're working with history, something has to be somewhere in the written word for it to be fact. That's what most people say.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not necessarily the Hawaiian way. So I did choose to use the information from the family that is not necessarily written down here and there, but I feel it has more of a connection and validity because it is their family history.
Well, I think you have to approach it that way when dealing with Hawaiian family histories, don't you?
I agree. And oral history, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just you can't impose Western European traditions on everything. Even though many have tried, right?
Uh-huh, that's so true. So this, because it echoed through generations and it was the truth as the family knew it, made a difference in one portion of the script. And the script is called Liliuo Kalani at Washington Place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as though the audience is sitting there, you know, politely sitting in that lovely Victorian setting, listening to the Queen reminisce. And those moments that talk about her and her Hanai children are the focus of the script itself. So very personal.
So, yeah, it's more so than her reaction to the historical currents.
That's right. Little things rear their head here and there. You know, there are things that you cannot ignore because she was challenged late in her life about her competency. She begins by saying that, you know, when she was dethroned. So none of that's avoided. But the focus is totally on Liliuo Kalani as a woman and a mother.
Both Emma and Liliuo evoked a lot of personal warmth from the people around them. Is that fair to say?
Yes, they were greatly loved. I agree with that, yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that also had effect on politics as well, because Emma had to jostle through that political situation herself once her husband passed and she was dealing with her own status in Hawaii. And that became a problem and a struggle for her and Liliuo Kalani, and that's gently referred to in the script. They do not encounter each other in these two pieces, but there's a logical connection from Emma's life, and that script is called Vespers at Hanaya Kamalama.
Uh-huh.
It takes place on the porch of the summer palace. And then she concludes with her death and what it was like to be laid to rest, and then Liliuo Kalani picks up with her own story, her own being Hanai at an early age and eventually choosing to Hanai children herself.
So what's the historical period of the Queen Emma portion?
Well, it actually really reflects on when she was actually born and takes her through life. And she and Lili'u were contemporaries. Lili'u lives much further.
Yeah.
So there's an overlap there in time. So we're talking about the mid-1800s to Lili'u passed away in 1917.
Mm-hmm.
So we do span quite a bit of Hawaiian history in a very volatile, dynamic time of growth and tragedy. And, you know, their personal tragedies come to the fore in these scripts because they had to endure such incredible personal people dying around them, long histories of people in the monarchy succumbing to diseases that should have been, you know, wrested away from death, but were not.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's also part of the whole idea of how an individual was, what they were thinking, how they were feeling as a larger current of history affected them, yeah?
Yes. You can't deny that the personal would affect everything, as we do in our lives, right? But sometimes we think that, oh, these people were so powerful and have such a great stature in life. We forget that some of those echoes of the hardships of loving someone as a child who has passed away or a dear spouse has passed away, how that affects you as a leader. Lili'u says that she was so overcome by the death of her brother and then the death of her husband that she didn't know what was going on around her at that time.
Well, Jackie, thanks so much for taking the time.
My pleasure. I appreciate letting everyone know that our history is coming to life.
That it is.
Yes.
Jackie Pualani Johnson is the author of Na Wahine Ali'i, A Visit with Emma and Lili'u O'Kalani. Two short plays will be performed Saturday at the Church of the Pacific, Sunday in St. Michael and All Angels Church Hall, both in Lihue, Kauai.